Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. We got a lot of games this week, so let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
All right, Gino, here we go. Buford versus Fort Dorchester.
This series is tied at 10 wins for the Green Eagles and 10 wins for the Patriots. The red, white, and blue loyalists put the Green Birds and their Beau Fort to the sword. Friday, Night's loser, the Buford Green Eagles.
D.L. Hanna versus Greenville.
Hanna leads his series 6-3, but the Red Raiders win once every three meetings, and this is that year. The G-Men bring their raid guns and gas the bugs in their hive. Friday, Night's loser, the T.L. Hanna Yellow Jackets.
Wagner Sally versus Louisville.
Louisville owns this series 4-1. The Kings of the Jungle chow down on the Chitlin Birds and strut back to Richburg with a win. Friday, Night's loser, the Wagner Sally War Eagles.
Sumter versus Ridgeview.
The Gamecocks are on top of this series 6-2 by the Blazers. Seven of the games were decided by 7 points or less. Mark Barnes, kicking chickens, get a big play late and spoil the Purple Ponies' run. Friday, Night's loser, the Ridgeview Blazers.
Powdersville versus Abbeville.
This is the second meeting between these schools. The Patriots won last year, but very few teams beat Jamie Nichols' Panthers twice in a row. The Garnet Gold Cats own the western plains of South Carolina and chew up the Greenville flag wavers in their own backyard. Friday, Night's loser, the Powdersville Patriots.
Berkeley versus Hanahan.
The Stags lead this series 13-7, but the Hawks have won 5 out of the last 8 games. Slicker's mule deer gore the naval jailbirds in the forest. Friday, Night's loser, the Hanahan Hawks.
Timberland versus Indian Land.
The Warriors shut out the Wolves last year 28-0 in these two teams' first meeting. Adam Hastings' Panhandle Braves are on a mission to get a win, and they skin the Lake Moultrie Dingoes again. Friday, Night's loser, the Timberland Wolves.
Irmo versus Lancaster.
Irmo leads this series 4-3, but the Yellow Jackets have won 2 in a row, which means they will lose this game. The Red Rose Bars swat the West Columbia Mud Wasps in their nest for a big win. Friday, Night's loser, the Irmo Yellow Jackets.
Catawba Ridge versus Charlotte Christian.
This will be the first meeting between these two teams. Both teams struggled a bit for wins last week. The Redheaded Snakes put the bite on the Queen City Crusaders in the best place to play football in South Carolina, the Pit. Friday, Knights loser, the Charlotte Christian Knights.
Chester versus Fort Mill.
This series goes back to 1909, and the Cyclones hold a comfortable 24-8 advantage. The Blue and Gold Bugs fly into the eye of Storm Central USA and find it not so calm as they get blown all the way back to York County. Friday, Knights loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Nation Ford versus York.
The Cougars lead this series 9-4 over the Falcons. York has won the last 2 in a row, but the Falcons are really tough at home, and 3 of their 4 wins are in the nest. Michael Allen's Blackwing Air Force moves the ball all night, but Dr. Dean's White Rose Panthers make too many plays in the second half. Friday, Knights loser, the Nation Ford Falcons in another close one.
Northwestern versus Clover.
The Trojans command this series 22-6 for the Blue Eagles. This includes a 12-year period between 2007 and 2018. It's going to be tough playing Northwestern this week. Perry Wilbright's Bluebirds find no happiness behind the walls of Troy as Paige Wofford's Purple and Gold Warriors pluck them and eat them. Friday, Knights loser, the Clover Blue Eagles.
South Point versus Rock Hill.
The Stallions lead this series 13-3. The last time Rock Hill beat South Point at District 3 South was in 2006. If Rock Hill can hold South Point to 25 points or less, they have a chance. The Big Red Chargers can't get out of the gate, and the Top Cats lasso them for a huge win. Upset special, Friday. Night's loser, the South Point Stallions. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend a support team in your area. Be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA. J5V, get me out of here.
All right, Gino, saddle up and we'll ride on out.
Push it back, push it back.
Friday we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight.